Welcome to Brand Appeal, where we talk about brand storytelling in the digital age. I'm your host, Shannon Peel, and today I'm talking to you about how to write a brand story. So you want to know how to write a brand story? Great, you came to the right place. Now, one of the things that you need to know about writing anything is that all you need to do is grab a pot of coffee, sit down at your computer, and write. Because every writer starts with a blank page, whether they're writing a novel, a script, or a commercial, brand story, social media post, no matter what it is, everyone starts with a blank page. Telling a story doesn't take a lot of time. It's the editing, revising, and polishing of said story that takes a whole lot of time. Now, if you're scared to start writing your story, or you feel that you've just got what they call it, writer's block, don't worry about it. Just sit down and put out one word and just let your mind go and let the brain go. Think about it the way Hemingway thought about it. He said that the first draft is shit. So doesn't matter. There is no pressure. Just sit down and write, because you can always go back and delete. That is what that button is there for. So don't sweat it. Let the words float on the screen and then worry about what you will say afterwards. Now, the good thing about brand storytelling is you don't have to submit 60,000 to 90,000 words to an editor. You only need 280 characters for a tweet, 20 to 50 words for a social media post, and 1,500 to 2,000 words for a blog post. Which do you think is harder to write, a tweet or a novel? Now, not what takes the longest to write, which is the hardest to write. When it comes to writing a tweet or using less words to convey your message, that can be very hard, as we want to wordify something and use as many words as possible in order to convey a concept, an idea. But if you get used to tweeting, you will learn how to create content that is very concise. To help you learn how to create concise content, here's an exercise. Try saying your story in 6 words. Hemingway's style of writing is perfect for social media and online content. You see, Hemingway used as few words as possible in order to tell his story. In fact, his most infamous story is only 6 words long. Baby shoes for sale, never worn. It's brilliant, because he doesn't tell you the story, he lets you experience it. So practice telling your brand story with as few words as possible, and you will become more concise in your writing. So you want to get to know your brand story. You want to get to know your brand in order to be able to tell its story. Well, brainstorm a list of questions using 5 W's and how. You know, the who, what, where, when, why, and how of a story. Once you've written out all the questions, answer them using as few words as possible while still showing off the personality and humor of your brand. Now, if you don't know your brand's personality, we need to go back to the drawing board to determine the tone, voice, and image of your brand before you start telling brand stories. But let's just say you already know what all that is. So let's start with a few questions. Now, I want you to think about your answer when I ask these questions. Who was your brand's last customer? What problem did they have? Why did they have this problem? When did they choose your solution? What was the sales process? Why did they choose your company over your competition? Where did you solve their problem? How did you solve their problem? And what happened when you solved the problem? If you don't know the answers to these questions, well, we need to go back another step, because we're going to have to go to your customers and ask them these types of questions. You can start by looking at the online reviews that you've gotten, or you can send out emails to your customers with 3 questions and ask them to write an online review. But basically, you'd start off with 3 questions, the beginning, the middle, and the end. So what was the problem that you had when you started looking for my company or What problem did you have that made you think, oh, I need to search for a solution? Why did you choose my company? And how did I solve your problem? What was the result? Now, if you want a brand story workbook to help you build out your brand story, join Market Appeal at marketappeal.com and click on that button underneath that leather journal, and you will be given access to various workbooks and programs within the Market Appeal level. The next level up is Create Appeal, where we get more in-depth into defining your brand story and building out your digital footprint. But let's go back to how you write a brand story. Now, when I write a novel, I ask questions about the situation, the environment, and how my characters will react. Just don't ask who I'm asking. You might feel the need to send me some white wall padding, if you know what I mean. Now, as I answer questions, a story materializes, and all that is left is choosing the right structure. So how do you structure your brand story? Well, think back to your high school English class. How many parts are there to a story? Now, if you slept through English class, guess. If you answered 3, you get an A. Every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but not every beginning is the first thing that happened. A story can start by describing what happened in the middle of the story or even at the end before going back and filling in all those gaps. Storytellers use flexible timelines to bring audiences into the story faster and hook them by engaging their curiosity. So you want to think about, where is the action? Where is the catalyst or the catharsis of your story? And see how close you can get to that in order to start the story. And if you have to go back to fill in, that's fine. But that's where you would start it. It's as close to the action as you possibly can. So let's make this interesting. I challenge you, yes, I challenge you, listener, to start your brand story with the solution and without giving away the whole story in the first sentence. Now, since I want you to succeed in your brand storytelling adventure, I'll give you a bit of help with this example. Listen closely. Joe shook my hand with a smile on his lips and relief in his eyes. I thought I was going to be in the doghouse for sure, he said. It could have been a disaster if he wasn't able to book his second honeymoon that he had promised his wife. And for a while there, I wondered if we were going to be able to get him on a plane to Paris. It was 4 o'clock on Friday when Joe walked into our place of business looking for a plane ticket to Paris for 2. And he needed it by Saturday afternoon, or he was going to have to move into the doghouse permanently. Now, of course, the doghouse can be swapped out for the real stakes of your story. The stakes are that what trouble your customer would be in if he didn't get your solution. So once you figure out the beginning of your story, you know, what Joe is going to say when you give him the solution, you've let your audience know that Joe was happy with the result. He had a problem. Things could have gone horribly wrong. And your audience is now curious to know what happened. Why is he not going to be in the doghouse? And you go from there. If you create this story, and I really hope that you do this exercise, please log into marketappeal.com, click on that community button, and share your story with the community. Now, I know that I've taken a big leap here of assumption and thought, hey, you're listening to how to write a brand story, so you must know why you want to write a brand story. Well, how about we go jump back into the why for just one moment? Because understanding the why you're telling this story will help you with the how. So our society needs to be entertained to pay attention. They say that we have the attention span of a goldfish. I disagree. I think that we are able to make snap decisions based on our ability to assess information with our subconscious mind. And that's why it is so important that you understand how your audience will associate certain emotions and thoughts with the images and words that you use when telling your story, because that will help them decide whether or not they're going to scroll past or swipe left or they're going to take the time to consume your content. Now, this is where indices come in, and that means that you know which details you're going to keep in the story and which details you're going to leave out. And it is completely based on the target audience and their experiences, their demographics, their personality and character and beliefs and values and all of that. So you have to know all of that about your target audience. And once you do, then you can decide which details to leave in and which ones to leave out. And when we do that and we make our story entertaining, more entertaining than this one right now, our emotions are triggered. And the better we will remember the story when we find ourselves in the same situation. Now, if you're able to tell a story where I can bring up an event from my past and relate it to what you're talking about, I'm going to then remember it and for the next time it happens because I have identified with it. I have brought it into my memory of that type of experience. So the idea here is to show the story, not tell the story, but to show the story in your audience why you are the best choice to solve their problem, and like Hemingway did with his 6-word story. If you want to know more about this idea of what to keep in a story, what to take out of a story, take a moment to listen to the episode How to Tell the Right Story to the Right Audience, where I dive deeper into this idea. Now, oftentimes we think a person needs to know everything, right? Because we think our story is so important that every detail matters. And we bury them in a diatribe about us and all of the details in chronological order. And the result is they walk away confused and unsure about what it is that you do. And this happens when a brand is more concerned about the result they want and less about who their audience is. And good storytellers know who their audience is and what they need to know before they even write one word. Now, with practice and insight, the process becomes more about intuition and less about analyzation. One way for you to determine what your audience, customer, or employee needs to know is to switch places with them. So, what would you need to know in order to make the decision to hire you instead of your competitor? What is it that you would be doing that would trigger a need for your company? Are you going to be standing in your basement with water up to your waist? Or are you going to be kind of confused about what to write in a social media post? Or are you getting really frustrated with the sales process and you need someone to come in and help you write the presentation or figure out how to connect with your audience or your sales prospect? Or maybe you're hungry and you're craving something. Maybe you're craving steak or Chinese or vegan or salad. You never know. But whatever it is that you would be needing, whatever the problem is, imagine yourself in that problem before you even think about what the solution is or where you would go to look for that solution. Then figure out what the climax of your story will be. What will catharsis look like? What is it going to look like when your solution solves that person's problem? How are they going to feel? What is the result? Are you going to be sitting at the restaurant with this juicy steak in front of you? Or perhaps a very elaborate salad. So now you have the beginning. You understand what it feels like to be in the problem, and you understand what it feels like to have catharsis or when that problem is solved. And if you don't right now, well, that's fine. It's just because I'm going so fast in order to get you the details that you need. And there is a workbook. You just have to sign into marketappeal.com, become that Market Appeal member, and you'll have access to all the workbooks and videos, etc. Now, this is when you sit down at your desk and you look at that blank screen and you start writing the words. So start out with that problem, that beginning that we talked about when Joe was wanting to go to Paris, but he had forgotten to buy the tickets. So where can you get them? Right at that part where their solution there has happened, they're happy. What would they say? Start there. And then start writing. Once you've written out the first draft, remember, as Hemingway said, the first draft is shit. So you are going to go back and edit it and remove every single word that you don't need in order to convey that story. Let's say that you're trying to create a story for a sales pitch or a pitch to a VC. Perhaps you have a presentation to give, or you're doing an answer because you're going over the objections that your potential client has. Well, don't worry if you forget something or you don't recite your story word for word. The point is not to memorize a script. The point is for you to learn which details matter to your audience and which ones can be left until another conversation. And if you write it out, you will have a better understanding of that story. So when you get those questions or you go to give that presentation or that sales pitch, you'll know which stories to leave in and which stories to leave out based on who you're talking to, because you understand those details or indices that matter to them. And now, it'll take practice. I'm forever going over my blog posts, stories, interview answers to try and improve upon how I tell stories to the marketplace. In fact, this podcast has not only been rewritten, it has been re-recorded 3 or 4 times already because I want to improve it. I want to get it better. And people aren't getting past a certain time. Well, why is that? Oh, let me re-listen to it. Oh my gosh, that sounded like crap. I got to redo this, which is what I'm doing right now. You will be forever tweaking and improving the stories that you have in your presentations, in your sales pitches, in your VC pitch, or blog posts, social media posts, anywhere that you're telling a story. You will evolve over time, and you will go back and you'll edit and you'll polish. We all do it. And the great thing about digital is that you can continue to do it. Once you print, it isn't as easy to fix. Now, we've talked about where to start the story. We've talked about the climax of the story or the catharsis piece, where you're going to be wanting to take the audience from the beginning of the story to that solution, that feeling of, oh, phew, this is just what I need. And which details to leave in, which details to take out, based on the details that are important to your audience. Now we need to talk about the end of your brand story. And the first thing that you need to know about is that a business brand story ending is very different from a traditional brand story ending. Because you are still in business. You're still alive and kicking. So your brand story is far from finished. Still, you'll need to bring the chapter of your story to a close by providing the result of your efforts to solve the customer's problem. But at the same time, leave your audience unsatiated because they need to take another step and whatever the call to action is and hire you in order to get satiated or to have that solution. So you want to share the outcome and then ask your audience to continue on to the next chapter of your brand story, whether that is asking for their business, to give you their email address, or click to read another blog post. Don't leave your audience hanging too long before providing them with a feeling of a resolution. Now that resolution, like I said, is different than traditional storytelling. When you go to the movie theater, you want the end of that movie to come together and tie all those loose ends together in a nice bow so that you feel like it makes sense and you're satiated. But as I keep saying, with a brand story, you want unsatiated. You want to leave the audience with a promise of a solution and a promise of a resolution. So although you may be talking about the resolution of how you're going to solve this problem for them, or maybe how you solve the problem for somebody else, you still have to come up with something that says, hey, if you want this, then do this. So if you want a juicy, perfectly barbecued steak, then click here to book your reservation. The call to action that you'll be utilizing, that promise or solution that you will be wanting to put into the ending is going to completely depend on where the customer is in their journey and what they want to know. So if their customer is in the beginning of the journey, they're not going to be ready to buy quite yet. They still want more information. They want to know you're the authority, or what is your credibility piece, or perhaps they want to know more options. Maybe they have some questions, some objections that need to be overcome. So figure out when you are writing, creating content for your webpage or your social media or your email, where in the customer journey are they, and what is that next step that they need to take in order to get further into your business story and further towards that outcome that you really want them to make, which is click a buy or hire me, whichever it is. I feel like I've given you a ton of information in a really short period of time, and I've talked extremely fast in order to keep you interested. And so I'm feeling this whole thing is a little bit chaotic right now. So please bear with me while I go back and give you a quick summary of how to tell your brand story. First thing you're going to do is figure out what your brand is about. What values do you have? What offering do you have? What do you want to be known for? The most important thing is, what do you want to be known for? The next thing you need to do is figure out your target audience. What's important to them? What are their experiences, their assumptions, their values? What are the things that you can talk about that will help them to identify with your brand and relate to the story? So maybe it will trigger a memory, a good memory, hopefully, or it will trigger a bad memory of the time that your competition helped them out and they don't want to go back to that. That's fine. Figure out what you want the story to do in the end. What is the objective? And what type of person are you talking to? Are you talking to customers? Are you talking to potential investors? Is this a sale, one-on-one sales presentation? Or maybe you're getting up and doing a presentation to a larger audience? Or maybe you're on a podcast like I am right now and kind of talking to yourself. Whatever it is, figure out what your customer or your audience needs to hear about your story. Once you've done that, figure out, okay, so what would my client say at the end, when I've solved the problem for him and he's extremely happy or she's extremely happy? So let's say we're back on having that steak. Joe had licked the plate clean and said, oh, could not eat another bite. You have to now determine, what are the stakes? If Joe doesn't get that perfect steak, what is going to happen? What bad thing will happen to him if he doesn't get that steak? Maybe he would end up starving, or it was a special dinner. It was his anniversary dinner, and he, a steak dinner was promised to his wife. Whatever it is, whatever those stakes are. Basically, you're answering the question, if you don't fix this problem, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen to the customer? Once you finish the beginning of the story with that really great hook, you can go to, why was Joe there in the first place? Why did they come to that restaurant? What decision did they have to make? And how did you ensure that they got the meal that they wanted to get? And then you're going to need to end the story with, for a special anniversary dinner, click here to book your reservation. Well, I hope this has given you some ideas about how to tell your brand story, how to structure it, how to start it, what details to leave in, which ones to leave out, and how to end it, and give that bridge to that call to action. As I said before, if you want more information about how to do this and dive a little deeper into this conversation, find the episode how to tell the right story to the right audience, and where I go deeper into... Now, if you would like some help with your story, and as I said, there's workbooks and there's other videos, and there's coaching as well, if you would really like that as well. Or we have the community, which is filled with peer support, where you can find people to help you out, or come to office hours, where a group of people will be there to help, and we can do some brainstorming, go into breakout rooms, that kind of thing. I look forward to, if you've got questions, or maybe you learned something today, please let me know. Just head over to marketappeal.com, click on community, and in the brand appeal group, let me know what you're thinking, what questions you have, and what answers you're looking for. Well, I guess if you're going to ask questions, I would know which answers you want. Dear listener, let me leave you with this one last story. Before you hit post, you read the story you wrote one last time and think, they'll know what I do now. You got tired of people asking you, so what is it that you do exactly? Because every time you heard that, you knew they didn't know what problem you solved. And if they didn't know, they wouldn't call you. And you lost potential business. It was frustrating because you were trying to tell the story, but people weren't connecting the dots and calling you when they needed you. Then you heard about Market Appeal. And you join the community to learn how to tell your business brand story to the right audience. And now, as you hit post, you're confident that people will know what you do and when they need to call you instead of hiring your competitor because they didn't listen to you and didn't know that you could help them. As you can probably tell from today's show, a business brand story is basically a sales story. You're guiding your audience from problem to solution and letting them know that you are their solution. Not every story that you post on social media or on your website, blog post will be this type of story. This is just one of many types of stories. And if you want to know more about how to tell your brand story, keep listening to Brand Appeal and check out the Unpeeled blog at marketappeal.com, where you'll learn how to tell other stories to help grow your audience, increase your brand reach, and inspire people to become advocates and tell your story to their friends. Listener, if you found this episode to be helpful, full of information that was beneficial to you, please let me know by leaving a review or jumping on marketappeal.com and let me know in the community. If you know somebody who has a business and is struggling to get their message across to the right audience, share this episode with them. Hey, I'll admit it. I can use all the help that I can get. Spreading the brand of Brand Appeal and Market Appeal and how I help people like yourself define their brand stories and tell them to the marketplace. Well, until next time, listener, peel out.